Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And this week we're exploring how much control do we actually have over our own success. And yesterday we talked about 51%. We talked about the idea that it only takes having 51% control to make a real difference. And today I want to talk more about three things that I found that tilt the odds in our favor for success. And the first one's a simple one, and it's just don't be a victim. I remember in high school, my favorite quote was, "The secret of success is to fall down 7 times and stand up 8. And I used to think that meant that no matter what life throws you, you can always overcome it by standing up. And one of the things that I've come to see is that our experience of life has nothing to do with what life throws us. That our experience of life is our experience of thought in the moment. And that thought is unpredictable. Sometimes something will happen that you would think was terrible, but we'll see it in a really positive light. Something else, another time something happens that everyone thinks is wonderful, but something about it doesn't sit right with you. And you're experiencing your own thinking. You're not experiencing circumstances. And what that means is that there's no guidebook for how you have to respond to the specific challenges of your life. And one of the things that every human being has inside them is a natural intelligence. And when we're guided by our natural intelligence, instead of being led around by the nose, by our upset and hopeless thinking, then we're going to do pretty well. Sid Banks, who discovered the three principles and talks about the three principles I talk about in the program, he used to say life is a contact sport. And there are inevitably going to be some bumps and bruises along the way. But there's also a resilience to our nature. And that resilience allows us to bounce back from difficult circumstances and respond to our whatever happens in our life with creativity and with passion and with hope. And that innate resilience is why I don't need to become an advocate for my own helplessness. It's why I don't need to be a victim. I may well fall. I may well get knocked down 7 times. But unless I get lost in my own story about it, I'll bounce back as good as new and better than ever from each and every one of them. Now, the second thing that seems to tilt the odds in our favor is don't be a jerk. I remember when I used to teach NLP, there was a horrible story going around about one of the NLP trainers, not somebody actually I worked with, but on the circuit, and he got caught cheating on his girlfriend, and apparently his girlfriend burst into tears, and he said, "Oh, for goodness sake, just do an NLP technique and get over it." Now, when we know that on a fundamental level we're only and always feeling our thinking, it does make it look like maybe, well, then we're completely off the hook for our actions and attitudes towards others. We can't make them feel bad any more than they can make us feel bad, because it's their thinking and our thinking. And if their thinking upsets them, then that's not our problem. Well, here's the difference between theory and practice. In theory, there is no difference between theory and practice, but in practice, there inevitably is. So technically, we don't have buttons that other people can push, because it is our own unrecognized, often uninvited thinking that makes us crazy. But I don't know about you, but I know at least 5 things I could say that would pretty darn reliably get my wife going. And she knows at least 5 things about me that will pretty much get my thinking off in a less than productive direction. Now, that doesn't make my experience her fault. It doesn't make her experience my fault. But it does mean that I'm probably going to tilt the odds in my favor if I'm sensitive to people's habitual thinking. I don't need to pander to them. I don't need to allow myself to be manipulated in an effort to avoid setting them off and walking around on eggshells. But even when we know our experience is thought created, a little bit of kindness goes a really long way. And the third thing that I've seen that really just tilts the odds in our favor is letting people count on you to do what you say you'll do. Now, my dad was a great model of this. He loved his work. He put in the hours. He cared for the guys that he worked with. It was mostly guys. He was always home for dinner on time. And so a lot of the traits that I have in my own life that work really well. I didn't take on because they're good things to do. It just seemed like watching him, it was kind of an obvious approach to take in life. And so I was really surprised when I went out into the real world of business. And so many people act as though the world owes them a living, and they break promises to people, and they break promises to colleagues, they break promises to customers. And I remember saying to my wife at a certain point, who knew showing up on time and doing what you said you would turn out to be a competitive advantage? And here's the thing. If someone can't count on you to do what you say you'll do, they're going to attempt to manipulate and control you to get you to deliver on your promises. So they're going to threaten you. They're going to bribe you. They're going to appeal to your better nature. They're going to do whatever they think will get them the result that they want. And at the first opportunity, they'll move on and find someone else to work with that they can rely on. Because agreements are the basic building blocks of coordinating action in the world. And coordinating action in the world is the basic necessary building block to creating results on a large scale. So if I can count on you to do what you say you'll do, we can build empires together. And if I can't, we're going to struggle to get together for lunch. Now, you can take that to an extreme. I once had a coach who phoned me when I was 5 minutes late for a session to see if I'd been in a traffic accident, because surely that was the only reason that I might possibly be late. But it does mean that if you want to thrive in whatever it is that you do, if you want to tilt the odds towards success, take responsibility for your experience, be sensitive to the foibles of the people around you, and let people rely on you to get the job done. And that's going to help you succeed in pretty much anything you set out to do. Have fun, learn heaps. We'll talk more about it tomorrow.